Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This hour, a Bowerly brought Bellavia brought to you by Aldi. You already know Aldi has low prices, but did you know that right now their low prices are dropping even lower? Oh, they are. You know, your local Aldi is now offering, they're now lowering prices on favorites like Fremont Fish Market Medium Easy Peel Raw Shrimp. It's now just $4.49. Hurry in. And for this and hundreds of other deals store-wide, Aldi, shop differently. There you go. Feel dirty. Aldi's. No, Aldi's is great. Thank you, Aldi's, for sponsoring this hour of Bowerly and Bellavia. Hey, the Jussie Smollett case just got even stranger. If that's possible, the Jussie Smollett case has gotten more insane. Let me keep you up to date in case you've been locked in a hole all day long. It started out just around 11:30 this morning, 10:30 Chicago time. Jussie Smollett, it was announced that Jussie Smollett, all 16 counts, all felony counts, were dropped. Not only that, the counts were dropped, the bail was forfeited, which means that, you know, if the counts were dropped because, you know, you would figure the two Nigerian brothers changed their story and they had to drop the case. They could not convict because the facts they had were incorrect. He wouldn't forfeit his bail in that case. But they couldn't get any questions answered because the judge sealed the case and then wiped Jussie Smollett's record clean. Well, this is what happened outside the courthouse. It was mayhem.
How you feel, Jesse?
Jesse took the stage and had this to say about this difficult time in his life.
This has been an incredibly difficult time, honestly one of the worst of my entire life. But I'm a man of faith, and I'm a man that has knowledge of my history, and I would not bring my family, our lives, or the movement through a fire like this. I just wouldn't.
Well, his attorney, Patricia Brown Holmes. Now, remember, his original attorney is Mark Garagos. He is an unindicted co-conspirator in the Michael Avenatti case with the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York for trying to extort $20 million from Nike. Neither here nor there. But Patricia Brown Holmes is not an unindicted co-conspirator, and here's what she had to say.
We believe that it was the correct result in this case. We're very happy for this result. And we are very anxious for Jussie to get on with his career and his life.
I think we all are. Jussie Smollett went on to make us all nauseous by saying,
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one.
Okay, well, the mayor of Chicago had different things to say. The mayor of Chicago was a little bit upset, I guess. Here was the story on Rahm Emanuel, mayor of Chicago.
It was not just the officer's work. That work, a piece of that work, was shown to a grand jury, and they made a decision based on only a sliver of the evidence.
Well, Ryan Burrow filed this story on what Rahm Emanuel and Eddie Johnson, superintendent of Chicago Police, what they had to say about Jussie Smollett.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel saying Jussie Smollett took advantage of hate crimes laws to promote his career.
This is an unbelievable, not just whitewash of justice, this is a person now who's been let off scot-free with no sense of accountability of the moral and ethical wrong of his actions.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson saying if Smollett wanted to prove his innocence, he should have gone to court.
They chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
Smollett's attorneys say it was not a plea deal. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Well, Joe Magatz, or Maggots, whatever you want to call him, he is the Cook County first assistant state attorney. Mugatz is his name. And Joe Mugatz, doesn't it sound like it's a, yeah, Mugatz. Joe Mugatz is the first assistant state attorney general. Now, the original Ms. Fox, she recused herself, yet she was seen today multiple times, which is not common when you recuse yourself, neither here nor there. He still answers to the Cook County state attorney, Kim Fox. Now, there was that story that she had worked with former First Lady's chief of staff, and that they were working a back channel to the Chicago police, to the family. And it was Kim Fox of the Cook County working with Tina Chen, who is a Chicago attorney and former chief of staff of former First Lady Michelle Obama. They were working back channels to the Smollett family and the Chicago police. Because of that relationship, she had to recuse herself from the case. Joe Mugatz had this to say as to why charges were dropped and why his record was wiped clean. And Mike.
He had no prior felony background. He had no history of violence.
No history of violence. Well, of course, he's innocent of all charges, right? Because you dropped the charges because you didn't have sufficient evidence. Or as Jussie Smollett just said, he was truthful and consistent from day one, right? That's why you dropped the charges. Here's Joe Mugatz, who is the Cook County First Assistant State Attorney. Listen to this.
We believe he did what he was charged with doing.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Could you say that again, Joe Mugatz?
We believe he did what he was charged with doing.
We believe he did what he was charged with doing. So he's a liar and a human piece, a pile of garbage. The man lied, 16 felony counts. You believe he's guilty of all of that. Staging a hate crime, blaming white people, blaming Make America Great Again people. Telling the Chicago police, making a fiasco out of everyone, a liar out of all these people that supported him, the noose, the bleach, the N-word, the F-word, all of these things you believe he did. He paid two Nigerian brothers to stage a hate crime, and you still let him go. Why did you do that, Joe Mugatz? Why did you do that? Here's what he said.
Based on all the facts and circumstances, we feel it was a just disposition in the case.
What the hell is he talking about? Now, the forfeiture of the bond, here is what Joe Mugatz had to say.
We need to focus our resources on violent crimes and the drivers of violence. While people lying to the police and other crimes are certainly important and there has to be accountability, Mr. Smollett did face accountability in that he did community service and he forfeited his bond.
Do you get the idea that Joe Mugatz may have a gun to his head right now as he's saying that? How can he possibly? This is the same guy who left the courtroom and said this.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one.
And you believe that that is the voice of a man who's paid his debt? What? Joe Mugatz went on to say this.
It may not have been the disposition that everybody thought that would occur. He did do community service. He did forfeit $10,000. It's a fair and just disposition in the case.
He literally is doesn't even believe the nonsense that he's spewing. It's that ridiculous. Unbelievable. Here's what Joe Mugatz had to say about the bond, the $10,000.
In return for him forfeiting his bond to the city of Chicago and doing community service, we agreed to dismiss the charges against him.
Hey, if you are going to fake anything, move to Chicago. The Hitler Diaries, the Lindbergh baby kidnapping. I'm thinking of all the major hoaxes in the history. What was it? The Diary of... the famous aviator, Howard Hughes, all go to Chicago, fake a hate crime. And let's just roll the dice on this one. $10,000 and community service. That's not even close to what the bill was to Chicago police. And by the way, the man just said he completely believes that this is the voice of Joe Mugatz. He's the Cook County First Assistant State Attorney. Here's what he said.
We believe he did what he was charged with doing.
We believe he did what he was charged in doing. The guy left the courtroom and he said this. This is what Jussie Smollett said.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one.
And this guy came back with, this is a fair and just disposition.
It may not have been the disposition that everybody thought that would occur. He did do community service. He did forfeit $10,000. It's a fair and just disposition in the case.
Well, Eddie Johnson, superintendent of Chicago Police, disagrees.
It's Mr. Smollett who committed this hoax, period.
Oh, my gosh. And by the way, listen to this. Exoneration. Jussie Smollett, his attorney, both used that word.
This was not an exoneration. To say that he was exonerated by us or anyone else is not true.
It's not an exoneration. He did everything he was accused of doing. But the fact that he went to Jesse Jackson Sr.'s Rainbow Coalition and did community service that was not documented by anyone, no one has official records of his community service. We're just going by the good, honorable word of Jesse Jackson Sr. and his organization. And the forfeiture of $10,000 bail is enough for the race war he almost caused in the city of Chicago. I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what the hell is going on in Chicago? What is going on in Chicago? Are you for real? This poor Joe Mugatz, he sounds like he's absolutely about to cry. He's going to listen to this. Tell me if you believe if this guy believes what he's saying.
We need to focus our resources on violent crimes and the drivers of violence. While people lying to the police and other crimes are certainly important and there has to be accountability. Mr. Smollett did face accountability in that he did community service and he forfeited his bond.
He did not face accountability. He did not admit to anything, and he came outside and said he told the truth from day one. Stop. I can't. I can't take it. Get Poland Cars back on the line. We got to talk to him about something. I can't do this. I can't do this. I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Okay, so I'm bringing this down Barney style. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. Explain this to me like I'm 4 years old. I need to be... Walk me through this. All right, here's what just happened. All the charges were... You know what? I'm going to let Ryan Burrow piece this story together. Here's Ryan Burrow from ABC News.
A statement released by Jussie Smollett's attorney reads, today all criminal charges against Jussie Smollett were dropped and his record has been wiped clean of the filing of this tragic complaint against him. Jussie was attacked by two people he was unable to identify. He was a victim who was vilified and made to appear as a perpetrator. The message goes on to say that Jussie is relieved to have this situation behind him and is very much looking forward to getting back to focusing on his family, friends, and career. Brian Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Okay, so the charges were dropped. Here's what we know. It wasn't because the charges were dropped because the Nigerian brothers changed their story. Jussie forfeited his bond. He forfeited the money, $10,000. He forfeited that. He gave that up. So if he was innocent, they would have given his money back. But we can't tell because the judge not only sealed the case, but also cleaned up his record. And Joe Mugatz, who's the Cook County First Assistant State Attorney, said this.
He had no prior felony background. He had no history of violence.
Okay. Now, when asked, do you believe he was guilty of the crimes he was charged with? The first assistant state attorney said this.
We believe he did what he was charged with doing.
So you believe that he committed 16 felony counts by lying to detectives, police on three occasions, by staging a hate crime, by blaming white people wearing MAGA hats, Make America Great Again, the bleach, the noose, all of the ugly things that were alleged to have said. The N-word, the F-word, all these horrible things. But you decided that was a just disposition, according to Joe Mugatz.
In return for him forfeiting his bond to the city of Chicago and doing community service, we agreed to dismiss the charges against him.
Now, the attorney for Jussie Smollett, the family for Jussie Smollett, says this is an exoneration.
This was not an exoneration. to say that he was exonerated by us or anyone else is not true.
Okay, and Jussie Smollett, when he left the courthouse, said,
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one.
And then he went on to say,
make no mistakes, I will always continue to fight for the justice, equality, and betterment of marginalized people everywhere.
And Fox, who does the show for Empire, they said this.
After Jussie Smollett was arrested and charged with filing a false police report in connection with the alleged racist and homophobic attack, Smollett wasn't fired from the hit Fox show Empire, but he was written out of the last couple of episodes of the season. Now Fox says it's gratified on Smollett's behalf that all charges have been dropped and points out Smollett has always maintained his innocence. But the network doesn't say if Smollett will be back on the show or not. Fox, which produces Empire, is now a part of Disney, ABC's parent company. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
I mean, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like MSNBC right after the Michael Avenatti story broke. My head is about to explode. I cannot believe that. That is one of the craziest things I've ever heard in my life. You're telling me there's no shenanigans going on? You just said that this guy is guilty of everything. We believe all the charges are true. We believe everything that we've been told. But by the way, he did community service and he gave back 10 grand. The mayor just said it cost near almost $1 million. The whole investigation that he had the power to end by telling the truth. And then they're saying he's accountable. He left the courtroom saying, I told you I was innocent. I've been exonerated. All of this.
We need to focus our resources on violent crimes and the drivers of violence. While people lying to the police and other crimes are certainly important and there has to be accountability, Mr. Smollett did face accountability in that he did community service and he forfeited his bond. We believe he did what he was charged with doing.
We believe he did what he... We have to focus on violent crime, not the people who make up violent crime. So we're just going to slap him on the wrist. Of course, this has nothing to do with the fact that he's famous or that he's on a hit show, what used to formerly a hit show, or that he's gay, black, beloved by other famous people. None of that had anything to do with our decision to drop all the charges because we know he's guilty of sending letters. Could you imagine if the pipe bomb idiot, the Trump-supporting moron from Florida, could you imagine if he sent those pipe bombs and he was like, they weren't real pipe bombs. They weren't real. And I knew that they weren't real, and I was just hoaxing people. Don't you have to focus on the real pipe bomb mailers? Don't you have to focus on ISIS and other real terrorists? I didn't intend anything. If you opened a letter that was sent to Jussie Smollett that he sent to himself with white powder in it, and you had to go, you would have had a heart attack. You would have thought that this is some chemical agent, this is some act of terror. But that's there's no community service with Jesse Jackson? And $10,000, one-tenth of what he makes on his show for something that they're saying is up to $850,000 at a minimum to investigate this lying sack of human garbage. And then he walks out and has the guts to get in a microphone and say, I told you so, I've been exonerated. I've been telling the truth from the very beginning. I mean, can this guy sink any lower? He's got to be the most hated man in America. And that's really hard to do. It's really hard to do. With the New England Patriots, it's hard to do, at least in Buffalo. Let's go to the phones. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Len in Williamsville, you're on Bowerly in Bellavia.
David.
Sir.
Len here. I am on, all right?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to say a couple of things. One, on C-SPAN, there was a tutorial made by Nancy Pelosi as to what the Democrats' tricks are. And what they do is if somebody props a lie like Comey did about Trump, then the Democrats have something to wrap themselves around. Now, we saw what happened when they wrapped themselves around Trump. Now, you got the same thing in an opposite form. Smollett was freed of all those charges. Now, all the Democrats came out and disclaimed that and said it was terrible. But this is what we're going to hear from now on in all these crazy talk shows, that he was cleared of all these things. I just hope the FBI is wide awake, seeing it was put on them the first time with Trump, that they're going to do the same thing with the Smollett case. I don't know if the FBI has any more authority in that mailing, but I think if they do have authority, they should pursue that right to the end. These Democrats, I'll tell you, they're very sneaky, and they're good at being sneaky. And I hope that some way, somehow, that if the FBI is still involved, they don't get snookered again.
Well, there certainly has to be a federal charge after this. I mean, this is just, he's laughing in the face of law enforcement. And you just, even OJ had the courtesy of going on a golf course. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even OJ said, I'm not going to mess around with these guys anymore. Let me lay low and go to Vegas, get involved in a strong arm robbery. I'm not going to mess with these boys. Len, good call. Appreciate that. Len bringing up C-SPAN. Len is the only person watching C-SPAN, by the way. So congratulations. But no, listen, I don't even know. What blows me away about this entire thing is that when you hear the voice of this Joe Mugatz, it almost sounds like he's like in the process of passing a kidney stone. He just seems so uncomfortable, like they're making me do this. Joe, blink three times if you're being held against your will. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's, remember those POWs in Vietnam that would like give Morse code? Like, I don't mean this, actually. This is something that they're forcing me to do. One of the most absurd things in the entire world. We heard from Joe Mugatz in his own voice that he basically said, yes, we believe that this guy did everything he's accused of doing, but we would rather go after the killers then go after people that are faking crimes. So right now, there's a moron in Chicago, and I'm sure they have a few, that's basically saying, hey, make up whatever you want to make up. Your girlfriend's cheating on you. Your boyfriend's a liar. And call the police. Call 911. Do a false arrest. Whatever you got to do. Oh, and by the way, Jussie Smollett got off. You can too. That's what we're dealing with. That's how stupid this has gotten. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. I don't even know what, if it wasn't for Joe Mugatz's voice, listen to this. This is the Joe Mugatz, first assistant state attorney of Cook County.
We believe he did what he was charged with doing.
We believe that he was. Could you all leave my office as soon as possible? I just want
based on all the facts and circumstances, we feel it was a just disposition in the case.
They have a gun. It's loaded and it's pointed at my head. Joe in Lancaster, you're on Bowerly and Bellavia. Can you believe this nonsense?
Cannot believe it.
It's ridiculous. I mean, he did everything he's accused of doing. We know it, but he did community service with Jesse Jackson, and he paid $10,000. Someone just wrote in and said that's what a DUI is in New York State.
Is it or is it not a federal offense, and can't we charge him with mail fraud?
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's what we should do.
I think that's the next thing. And by the way, he is going to eat every one of those words on that microphone today. What an absolute, I mean, that is one of the most obnoxious things to do. You are such a lying sack of garbage that you go out there and you spike the football when the police, the mayor, the entire city, what black celebrity is going to back him now? All those people are putting their reputation on the line. What, you're going to go now say that Jesse Smollett was telling the truth? You just heard the prosecutor say you're a liar. Go do an interview now on Good Morning America. See how you resurrect that career. Fox is done. Disney, no way is Disney going to pick this guy up at Empire. Who's going to bring him on a show? No one's going to. He's going to be on The Masked Singer in 6 months.
I think it's just another Tawana Brawley case. Why don't we prosecute these people for lying?
It's unreal. And the amount, could you imagine if this would have been pushed farther and you had, you know, a guy wearing a MAGA hat that got his head bashed in because Jussie Smollett said that those people are the you know, causing hate crimes and using the language that these guys use. And by the way, what's going to happen to the Nigerian brothers? You might as well go after those guys now.
I agree. If the shoe was on the other foot, if I did it, I'd be prosecuted.
Oh, you'd be done. You'd be done. And you would lose your $10,000.
And your phone.
It's unbelievable. Joe, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. It's unbelievable. Absolutely. And this is, that's not America. That's not the way it's supposed to work. But it happened. It happened. I it's really crazy. It's really one of the saddest things I've ever seen in my life. I would have had more respect for Cook County, Kim Fox, Michelle Obama's aide, all the other people that were involved. I would have had more respect if they would have said, you know what? We strong-armed the Nigerian brothers. And their story changed, and we didn't think in a jury in Chicago they would believe them. The case wasn't strong enough. Or I could have dealt with superintendent made that press conference after the arrest. I just think that he tainted the jury. I mean, Jussie Smollett's head attorney is an unindicted co-conspirator in the Southern District of New York with Michael Avenatti yesterday. And we've got, the statement made by his attorney is, we all would like to move on. Why Jussie Smollett took the mic, I mean, we know why. He's an attention whore. But why anyone would believe that it was a good idea for your client to stand up on that microphone and say that you were, this statement right here.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one.
Truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. Unbelievable. And by the way, everyone, the own Cook County said that he did it. Here's Joe Mugatz.
We believe he did what he was charged with doing.
We believe he did everything he was doing. Joe Mugatz went on to say,
in return for him forfeiting his bond to the city of Chicago and doing community service, we agreed to dismiss the charges against him.
We agreed to dismiss them because of his community service.
This was not an exoneration. To say that he was exonerated by us or anyone else is not true.
But a judge said everything's cool. Developments today, according to ABC7, FBI's office declined to comment, but they said that according to a tweet put out by ABC7, thank you on the text board, by the way, for sending this to me. Developments today have no impact on the federal probe. Even after the Empire actor was hit with Illinois state original charges, this does not impact the federal probe, and the Chicago FBI office has no comment. What does that tell you? Well, something's about to hit Jussie Smollett, and I doubt that a federal judge is going to say, you know what, 10 grand, that'll do it. We'll just keep it right there. Sue and Alden, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Thank you in the 240 area code. Here's Sue and Alden.
Hi. I just am remembering a famous person, Martha Stewart, that ended up going to prison. I don't know how long it was for, but she went to prison because she supposedly lied to the FBI. I mean, it just doesn't make sense that this man's just getting off with a slap on the wrist and a small fine. It's crazy.
Well, it appears that the federal case is still out there, that he won't get a slap on the wrist for the federal case. But I agree. I mean, this is absolutely one of the most ridiculous things. And it's shameful. It's absolutely shameful.
Well, I wouldn't want to be... Well, let me put it this way. If I was a criminal, I would love to go to Chicago and work my crimes there, because apparently you get reprimanded.
They should put that in the information center when you go into Chicago.
Yes.
Come here, bring your crime. And by the way, what Joe Mugatz is like, we got to go find killers. Good luck. You're getting 3,000 people shot a month. Where are those guys? You're not arresting them either.
Right.
That's right.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I fear, though, the federal government's obviously going to come in and hit him on the mail and everything else. But you, if you're a judge at this point, or let's say you're on a jury, and you find out that these charges were dropped in the previous, you know, it almost makes it, it's like they did this with Bill Cosby when juries didn't want to indict or they didn't feel that the evidence was fresh or they didn't believe the woman that came forward. It was almost like the next one got him and said, you're not leaving our jurisdiction. Here's 50 years in prison. You know what I mean? It's almost as if like justice finally has its way and you're going to get the maximum. Like OJ got for the taking his baseball cards back. OJ got nailed with 7 years for something most people probably would have had a slap on the wrist. OJ's found guilty of the Vegas robbery where someone brought a gun into a hotel room on the anniversary of the day of his trial. And they threw the book at him. And, you know, many people think it was because of the fact that he walked from a double murder. Sue, great call. Appreciate your participation. Listen, the Jussie Smollett thing has absolutely gone from the ridiculous to the sublime. It is absolutely absurd. We heard, now, Kim Fox was the Cook County, basically, it was she recused herself of this case because she worked with a woman named Tina Chen, who was the chief of staff of the former First Lady, Michelle Obama. Those two individuals were contacted by the Smollett family right after allegations were made when this whole event happened. On the coldest day in Chicago, that he had bleach thrown on his head. He was going to get a Subway sandwich at 2 a.m., as most celebrities do. And he was beaten repeatedly by two white men who happened to be the only Trump voters in South Chicago. And they beat the hell out of him. They put a noose on his head. They called him the N-word, the F-word. They noticed he was from Empire because, really, what is the most popular show? I think it's NCIS, Empire, amongst Trump-voting white men. NCIS, Fox News, and then Empire. Usually on the... Is it Dancing with the Stars, then Empire? I'm not sure. But Empire is up there when it comes to white MAGA-wearing hats in Chicago. They love themselves, Empire. And even if you watched Empire, who the hell's Jussie Smollett? He's not even like the fifth guy on the roster. They've got like three known actors that have received Emmys and Golden Globes. Jussie Smollett's not one of them. But in Chicago, you see Jussie Smollett and you're like, hey, that's that N-word, F-word from Empire on a cold, negative 27-degree wind chill day. I just happened to be hanging on to this noose in my bleach. I was going to a noose bleach party with my MAGA hat or my ski mask on because it's so cold out. Well, I'm going to dump the contents of my bleach on this man's head. I'm going to just use my noose as a necktie. Don't want to hurt him. And I'll punch him a few times, but not to leave any marks. Well, the Cook County prosecutor believes he's a liar. They believe he staged the attack. They believe he paid the two Nigerian brothers. They believe there were never white people involved. MAGA was never said. And none of these things actually happened. That Jussie Smollett staged the entire thing. But he went and did community service with Jesse Jackson. And they're going to keep the 10 grand. And you know what? Let's focus on the murders that we're not going to arrest. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And now we're hearing that the FBI Chicago office has declined to comment and that this has no impact on federal charges that are coming Jussie Smollett's way. Tell you what, don't mess around with the postal inspectors. They will get you every time. Do not do it. Do not do it. Hey, we got one more hour to go. We're going to go around the world in news, tell you what's happening in case you've been locked up and you're incubator of an office. You have no idea what's going on in the outside world. Well, I am your Huckleberry. I'll tell you everything you wanted to know. Local, live, national, everything. And Phil will open up his iPod and we'll play some songs for you as well.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.